Hi, this is Cliff from the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we count down five of the most impressive, interesting stories from our show this week.
Oh my gosh, there's some great stuff going on in the world, and we want to share them with you.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never, here it comes.
You know, I've had dogs and cats in my life. I think losing anything special to your family is really difficult, especially when you lose a pet. But when you lose a pet and have it return magically, I can't even imagine what a family would feel like. And that's the story here. This is what happened to some cat owners in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, their little kitty cat named Nadia escaped from her home in Wisconsin through a door that had been blown open by the wind. And her owners assumed that she hadn't survived the winter because she didn't turn up for several weeks. And, you know, they did all the normal things. They put the posters up and hopped on Facebook and did all those sorts of things. And they thought, oh, poor little Nadia, the kitty just probably froze to death somewhere. Well, last week, though, they got a phone call that someone had found their cat in Florida. Like, shut up. They say they don't know how the cat got there, but they're excited to have her back home. We Googled it. It's 1,100, nearly 1,200 miles between Wisconsin and Florida.
That's a two-hour flight for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's a two-hour. It's a two-hour flight. I can imagine, you know, maybe... Well, a lot of people like to go to Florida during winter just to escape all the nasty weather. I don't know if that was
it.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing they got her back before spring break, or she would have come back with an STD, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, jeez.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Okay, we don't have a ton of details on this story, but the ones we do have are pretty good. Get this. Two idiots were planning to rough up a guy last Saturday.
Can I interrupt for a sec?
Sure.
Yeah, can I interrupt? I think with this story, we need to have appropriate music.
Fair enough. Okay,
So how about, because this is a great story, but I think it would be much better enhanced with this music. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so two idiots were planning to rough up a guy last Saturday at a house in Texas near Dallas. We don't know what for, and their names haven't been released. So we'll just call them Idiot 1 and Idiot Number 2.
Oh, my God. When they got to the house, the guy they wanted to attack grabbed a pipe and started beating Idiot Number 1 with it.
Then Idiot Number 2 panicked and tried to flee the scene in his truck, but he lost control and accidentally ran over his accomplice, Idiot Number 1,
right.
The same guy who'd just been beaten with the pipe.
So Idiot Number 1 ended up in the hospital with cuts to his head and a rather large gash on his buttocks from being run over, and apparently Idiot Number 2 just drove off and left him there because police are still looking for him. And of course this story ends with the classic line, police think alcohol may have been a factor.
You think?
Oh my God, can you just imagine if you're Idiot Number 1? I bet he's glad he didn't have two accomplices, otherwise he'd probably be dead.
Oh God, you know, the whole story with that music, I can totally see Benny Hill running around at a high speed in this whole scenario.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Okay, imagine for a second you get your wallet stolen and you get most of the stuff back, and along with those things, you get a critique of how you've been spending your money from the person who stole your stuff.
Oh, my God. We did a story like this not that long ago about a guy who got his wallet stolen at a concert or something. Do you remember? And the guy sent everything back except the wallet and the cash. And the note said, because I wanted to buy weed, so I kept the cash. You remember that?
Oh,
well,
God,
so there must be a trend of sending people's contents back, the driver's license and those things, with notes. But this chick, she lost her wallet outside of a grocery store in San Francisco, and a few days later she got this manila envelope in the mail, and along with her credit cards and driver's license, the envelope contained a note criticizing her spending habits. It offered her some advice, including at the end it said, P.S. do your own nails, stop splurging your money and save.
Can you imagine?
And that was a reference because there was a nail salon punch card that this chick kept in her wallet. You're a thief. You are a thief, and you've got the gall to criticize how someone spends their money. you're a bloody thief. You're stealing someone else's money. And maybe she thought, well, if you weren't spending all your money on getting your nails done, there would have been more cash in there for me to steal.
Yeah.
That's just outrageous to me.
But the thief did keep the Louis Vuitton wallet and the $350.
Oh, in cash.
And the Target gift card, right?
Oh, my God. People are just, what's wrong with people? Everyone's a critic.
She's got to, while she was shopping at Target with a Louis Vuitton wallet, I think you have to check the label. Louis was spelled L-E-W-Y. So I'm not sure if it was authentic or not.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Don't rubbernecking people drive you crazy? Oh. I mean, stop looking at the accident. You're slowing everybody else down.
Yes, I hate that. However, I think if you saw a naked chick running around, you'd probably be rubbernecking and pulling over too. I mean, it's just, we probably all would have. There's a 25-year-old woman who got into two hit-and-run accidents the other morning in Houston. Then she parked her car and just ran out on the interstate, and she was butt naked because it's not a full story unless someone gets naked. She caused a three-car pile-up, and then she climbed onto the hood of an 18-wheeler and started twerking.
Miley Cyrus doing in Houston?
That's exactly what I was wondering. Oh, my God. There was a huge delay while the cops and firefighters tried to get her down. And because it's Texas, they even tried to lasso her.
Oh,
no,
funny.
Actually, I just made that bit up.
Oh.
But after about 2 hours, some cops jumped up onto the hood with her and got her into handcuffs, and she was taken off for a psych evaluation.
Two hours? I mean, the cops watched her twerk for 2 hours before they decided to jump on the hood and take her down?
You know what I think? I think if she hadn't have been young and attractive, they would have managed to lasso her or to get her into custody a lot sooner, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
One. Okay, here's the sentence that brings fear to the mind of any parent of a teenager. Mom, I'm going to Florida for spring break. Woohoo!
Oh, God, right?
And MTV hasn't done much to disprove the legend when it comes to the craziness that happens during spring break. But I can't believe somebody fell off a balcony in Panama City Beach, Florida, before spring break has even started.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, there's this guy, 38-year-old Mark Heffley, he was putting some new hardwood flooring in a condo, and he was up on the 11th story in Panama City Beach, Florida, just the other day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but then when you're doing a job like that and you're bent over, your back, it gets all stiff and all of that kind of thing. It's murder on your back.
Well, that's bad, right?
Yeah, it is bad. Well, actually, it's not that bad because if you get up and stretch and things, then it's not too bad. And in fact, where he was working, this apartment he was working in, there was a great balcony in the condo, so he just went out there to stretch and grab a little bit of fresh air.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, hang on, wait. Just back up a little. Not that good, because he was doing his stretch routine and he actually tripped over the railing and fell 100 feet.
Oh, God. Well, that's bad.
I know. 11th floor, right? Right.
Yeah.
But get this. He landed right in the pool.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Well, hang on. Wait, it was a kiddie pool, as it turned out. So not as good as you think. It was only 4 feet deep. So he fell 11 stories into a 4-foot pool.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Not that bad. Not as bad as you might think, because miraculously, the 4 feet of water was enough to completely break his fall. And he actually managed to get out of the pool on his own. And he just walked over to a pool chair to wait for the paramedics to check him out.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
It is good. And this might be the hardest bit of the story. I mean, it's all true, but this is the hardest bit to believe of all. He was completely sober at the time.
Oh, my God. That's also good, I guess.
He needs to go buy a Powerball ticket.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.